Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, here we go. Welcome in. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. And it was unbelievable. You know, the fact that I'm looking at a box score here says the Rangers have fallen to the Diamondbacks 6-4 as Phil Maton with a solo shot and a three-run shot. And the next thing you know, the Rangers go from up to down two and heading up to bat there in the bottom of the ninth and could not get the job done. We'll get Sandler on here before too long. Talk to him, but welcome into the show. General at your service, at ease. If you see me, bear me. N.A. There's Broadus, the former Cowboys scout, the Super Bowl champion. Lucius Alexander will be in before too long, I believe. Wolchuk's here. Chiofalo is here. And along with you, we are the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. How's everybody doing? Is that all? Is that, is this thing just not meant to be? Are we cursed? 40 games to go. We've been doing this now for damn near 5 months.
It hurts, man. That one, gosh, after last night and then today, and it's like you actually got some insurance there in the eighth. I'm thinking, okay, you gave yourself some breathing room. Yeah. Phil Maton's coming in. He's been unreal for you.
He has done a nice job.
You're going to get a series win. You're going to take 2 of 3. You'll be 2 games over .500. Let's go to Toronto and see what you can do.
Jared Sandler joining us now here, brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. Sands, I like the idea of not posting the stats on the video board for the rest of the season. Give these guys a psychological break.
Yeah, sorry, Gavin. I was around. Can you guys hear me?
We got you.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I don't know that it's realistic. I think, you know, a lot of fans would be confused, and you obviously can't control that when you go on the road. But I just think in general, these guys, however they can just mentally reset is what they need to do. And, you know, I talked to Elvis a little bit last night. I mentioned it on air that, you know, it's a part of the beauty of the playoffs. And Brad Miller made a similar comment earlier this year. It's, you know, once you get to the playoffs, the stats don't really matter. You know, you're just whatever we can do to get that next run. It might be the 3-run home run. It might be the manufactured run. That, you know, comes kind of like the Diamondbacks got their first run tonight. Walk, stolen base, single. That simple. It doesn't matter as much what that individual line looks like. And I'm not saying these guys are, you know, that they've been selfish in pursuing stats. I want to make that abundantly clear. I just think that, you know, for a lot of these guys, the year has not worked out how they'd like. And they're constantly, whether they're trying to or not, they look up the scoreboard and they see the numbers that aren't representative of the type of season that, you know, they want and that we all believe that they're capable of achieving. And if you just reset it and say, screw it, you know, hey, it doesn't matter. Because here's the reality. Nothing from the past this season can be changed. The Rangers are where they are. They're not in a great spot, not at least the spot that we all expected them to be in. But they've got a chance to make the playoffs, and they need to play really, really good baseball. And as good as this pitching is, they just cannot keep leaning on the pitching, right? It's like sitting on an old chair or leaning on an old chair. It's eventually just it's going to snap with all the pressure. And this offense needs to start scoring more runs. And, you know, if mentally they do something internally, privately, where it's like, hey, everyone's line, as far as we're concerned, is, you know, is starting over. I don't know what it is. Whatever mental trick you can play, just to get these guys going in the right direction.
I think they've already started listening to Creed, and perhaps that did not work this time around. But, I mean, even in 2023, there weren't signs that Creed had really worked until we got into the postseason. So we'll be patient and believe there. But, Sands, I think as you kind of look forward to the winter, if this thing doesn't get going, you need a catcher, a first baseman, and a right fielder. What do you think?
Well, I think you can look at it one of two ways. You can look at it from a positional standpoint. I just think in general, you know, Matt Hicks used some word on the broadcast, on the post game, something with, there's like some scientific word with intergalactic connectivity or so. I don't know what he said. But we've all kind of echoed a similar sentiment where, you know, this lineup, you know, it feels like right now, you got a lot of really talented players, but they need to be more connected. And I just think there are certain qualities or elements that, you know, you can maybe change out to allow this group to, you know, flow better as a lineup. I know that's weird to say for a sport where, you know, you're not sharing a basketball, you're not sharing a puck or a football, whatever, you know, what have you. But they need to figure out a way to kind of have a better flow, a lineup that is more difficult to, you know, to contend with 1 through 9. And I don't know, you know, sometimes that means a big shakeup. Now, I don't mean like totally blowing this thing up, but just a shakeup that, you know, maybe, you know, has to, it allows you to reshuffle the deck. So, but I do think, you know, listen, Adolis Garcia's ankle injury, you know, maybe gives them an opportunity to just change the dynamic a bit. But I think they very well could be, you know, in the market and considering a change there with a second straight down year for Adolis.
Jared, I'm prepared to get ripped for even asking you this, because I think there is a section of the Rangers fan base that any type of questioning of the manager, it's going to come with pitchforks here. But when you've blown 23 save opportunities, when you go back and just look over the course of the season, and I do think offensively that's been the biggest issue, but also the lack of having a legitimate closer, when you might get into a situation where it's a game or two that costs you to miss the postseason, are there any moments where you think maybe the coaching staff could have done a better job to help this team win?
And what, I mean, I understand the general question. And when
we already had pushback on, like, well, Phil Maton, right? You could tell maybe he was struggling a little bit. Should you have tried to get him out of there sooner? There was the question in the post game: should you have just walked Sterling Marte or Ketel Marte?
I really like Sean. I don't know. I was confused by his questioning of walking Marte. You got Corbin Carroll, who's, you know, their best player, hitting right behind him, and now you're putting the go-ahead run on base. You know, base wasn't open. So I thought that was interesting. Phil Maton got the first two outs, and, you know, I don't know. I think if they had a guy that they wanted to close out the game available, you know, Danny Coolum or Sean Armstrong or someone else, they would have, you know, had that guy ready to go. But, you know, we talked about it. Those guys have been used over and over and over. And at some point, you just, you know, you can't overuse them and then, you know, risk losing that guy the rest of the way. Zach, you have a fair question, right? I'm not questioning the question itself. I just think it's like when you've got, and this is a really good bullpen, but the last couple of years we've talked about Boach's bullpen management.
Right.
And I've used the poker example. It's really tough to win a poker hand when you get dealt 2-7 offsuit, right? It's a lot easier when you've got, you know, pocket rockets. And when you're dealing with the bullpen options that he was dealing with last year and at times throughout the regular season in 2023, that was like trying to, you know, bluff your way to winning multiple poker hands. Well, I think in this case, you know, the challenge is when you're playing all these games and you're scoring fewer than five runs, you're always playing in close games. And so it you're going to have more games, more often than not, you're going to have games where this guy and that guy aren't available. And this guy that you'd like to use in this spot's not available and this and that. And so tonight or today, I don't know who the other option was. I mean, I can't imagine Rangers fans are super pumped to see Robert Garcia right now, you know, and he was the guy who was warming. But I think a part of the thing was it happened so quickly, right? You give the homer, the hit batter, and it's just so I don't know what Boch could have done differently today. You've got a really good reliever in there. And I'll be honest with you, would I have rather have seen Robert Garcia versus Ketel Marte? Maybe I'm the idiot because Ketel Marte homered off of Phil Maton, but I don't think so. And that's not a shot at Robert. That's just more, you know, Phil Maton's been a really good reliever. He's been really good for the Rangers. He just wasn't good today. And I think, again, you know, when you are constantly playing these close games, you have such little, you know, margin for error. And I think that's, you know, I think it makes it difficult. But Zach, at the end of the day, the Rangers, you know, are performing below expectations. And so I understand if people, you know, are looking in all directions for, you know, answers or questions. I get that. I understand how this works. I just think, you know, today was a tougher situation because clearly Coulomb and Armstrong weren't available. Cole Wynn, you know, wasn't available. And, you know, at some point, you know, you got to be able to, you got to be able to trust some guys to be able to protect a two-run lead with three outs to go.
Well, at least nobody tried a behind-the-back put out today. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. That was hopefully that's not the type of play that embodies the season. Hopefully, you know, this team turns things around and makes a nice playoff push. But and we can laugh at that as just kind of a blooper, you know, that took place throughout the season.
Well, I don't know who's pumping in music these days. I don't know what kind of sway you got there on the aux cord, Sands, but I'd like to recommend Stereo MC's Get Yourself Connected, you know, on the theme of getting a connected lineup. See what I'm doing there?
All right. Yeah, I like it. You can, I think on Twitter, DJC Stats, you can tweet him, Chris Statzer. He does a great job running the music of the Globe. I'm sure he's open to suggestions.
Well, right on. Thank you, Jared. Have a good day off. And then, hey, at least the schedule gets easier, right, with Toronto on Friday?
Yeah. But, hey, Toronto, you know, Dave mentioned it in the postgame. Toronto is the turning point for the Rangers in 2023 that kind of got them back on track. So maybe that'll happen again this year.
Cheers, buddy. Have a great night.
He's
at Jared Sandler on Twitter, a must-follow for Rangers fans everywhere. We're going to be on the road the next couple of days. Jake's in Grand Prairie tomorrow, fan phenom. But how about Pickler Universe on Friday in Carrollton, home of the best pickleball courts. Join us, G-Bag Nation, pickleball it up. Stella Artois is going to be there, and it's going to be quite a time. We'll get the G-Bag of the Day on the other side here in the nation. All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. It's time to hit the expressway. Well, no, there is no expressway today. My bad. There was Rangers baseball, so we got to get this in. Okay, we got all the relevant news stories, then we got your G-Bag of the Day coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Then we'll take a break and come back with LA Live. All right, so that sort of sets the agenda here. Rangers lost a heartbreaker. Unbelievable, 6-4, and it's just been one kick in between the legs after another with this baseball team recently, and it appears that our buddy Mike Leslie made a big tweet, big Facebook post about the Rowdy Tellez story.
Yeah.
So, you know, taking it really on all angles here.
Huge J journalism.
Yes.
Man, we should we do like a comment section? Mean.
Oh yeah.
Mean comments.
Yeah, we should read some of those.
The Mike Leslie. I mean, and he was the only media member that went and even shared this. I don't know if he's upset. Maybe it was Bobby's comments. He's been on our show before.
Maybe it was the Trayvon Diggs stuff. I mean, I enjoy Mike Leslie's work. I think
we had him on after the
D's
Nuts.
Yeah. You know, but I we've had some back and forth stuff on social over the years that I always thought was just professional disagreements. Maybe he harbors a grudge and he attempted. So when he posted that last night, I was like, oh boy, here we go.
Yeah.
It's going on the local TV news. Then it's going on Barstool. Then it's going on Awful Announcing. And then it'll be on SportsCenter. And the next thing you know, but like 24 hours later, it feels like this thing's blowing over, boys. You know, that's what it feels like to me right now. We're in the back half of the news cycle.
And it should. It should blow over. Because I didn't think Rowdy, as a fellow big man myself, I don't think he really helped his case. Didn't make himself feel very likable in that interview.
See, that's what I noticed in the last day or so is so many Tolos like having our back on this. And we salute you guys for that.
Yeah. Cold beers all around. Wasn't one of our best interviews, but I do think there's a way to rally around it. I mean, I think that he should lean into the monetizing the earth, the Girthquake. I think it could be a fun nickname. You hit a home run, boom, Girthquake it up. Let's get shirts get sold here.
It could be the new Boomstick.
It could be.
Yeah. Micah Parsons had no comment for reporters after practice. Yeah. My mouth is closed. Jerry had a real quick, cryptic, weird answer about that as well, but they're coming back on home, and I guess that's a chance for things to be different. But Jerry said he's got a contract, so there's no deadline and expects him to play week one. Into the Pimp Cup we go. Here's Lucius with your G-Bag of the Day.
Hey. So how do y'all feel about that interview? Like, all the reaction to it? Because, I mean, it's
loud, know, man. It's loud.
How do y'all feel?
Like, I feel like I got to speak my truth.
It sounds like that. You kind of sound defensive and a little scared. Instead of just standing on business, man, that's how we did the interview, bro. We cracked some jokes. You didn't like how it went. Yeah. There it is. Y'all doing a whole lot of splaining.
Okay.
There's a lot of splaining going on.
You're right. Maybe I shouldn't do that. I don't know anybody
man,
in explanation
let it go,
on this.
Bro. You know, we can read the mean comments and everything and laugh at them and whatnot, but stand on business.
Stand and move on.
Good advice.
Stand on straight business right now.
I mean, my heart was in a good place. That's what I felt.
You know.
Wouldn't go that far.
We're explaining again.
I don't know. Now, yeah. For a good long time, my man. All right, let's see here. Let's go to a podcast called The Foul Territory that is causing all of this stir. Day two for this Champion Audio. By the way, my name is L.A. Lucius Alexander. You can hit me up at Lucky Lucius P if you see any fly audio we should be playing. AJ Przysinski and the boys. Anyway, Rowdy Tellez talks about his experience with the G-Bags.
Why do you let Jock Peterson, of all people, go like this to you? And I heard him call you fat. Like, what are we doing? Like, you're bigger than him. Squash him.
Well, it's a little inside joke. You're a big guy, too, so you get it. But, you know, we have bigger stomachs. And, you know, we're just a couple of, you know, some, you know, the Bash Bros or something. I don't know. The Belly Bandits. I don't know. Whatever you want to call it. Somebody else called me something. I did a radio show when I first got here, and they told me I was fat. And they were like, hey, you know, if you could eat anything here, what would it be? And I was like, oh, I don't know. Whatever.
Brisket sandwich, man.
They were like, yeah, have you ever had food here? And I was like, yeah, believe it or not, I have. I live here. And they were like, oh, so you've eaten. And I was like, yeah. Then they called me the girl.
That is pretty funny.
Stupid.
Oh. And did you, stupid. Rowdy, did you feel like they took it too far there when they were on with you? Like,
you
was
think?
It, no, I mean, I didn't listen to the whole thing, but what was the deal?
They tried to be funny, and they're not. They're just not funny.
Darn.
So, I went full just emotionless person and was like, hey, guys, that was pretty stupid.
So yeah.
Just
totally
yep, little shock jocks.
He went full butthurtedness is what he did. Ooh. Not emotionless. He was sad about it. He didn't want to play around and have fun on the radio. That was on him. But he still likes fat shaming his buddies. He's still down to do that. Right? He's got no problem with that.
Hey, hold up. I hear you, dog. You're right.
It's like a 1970s.
And you know what? Have some respect for the brisket Sandoz. It wasn't even like we weren't talking in generics. Oh. We were talking about specifics, tried and true to Texas. Welcome here. You're from here. You don't act like you're from here. You don't act like you live here. Sounds like you've never been here before. Say brisket sandwich and you get butthurt?
Not me, man. I had one the other day from Pecan Lodge.
Gosh, they're so delicious. They're unbelievable. Yeah. They're so good.
I could probably eat a couple more.
Brisket sandwiches, but just put smiles on people's faces. That's what they do.
Hey, bro. You're not yourself when you're hungry. You know what I mean? Maybe my man got
a Snickers.
He got triggered a little bit.
I'm nice and full now.
I'm talking about him.
Yeah.
Mr. Rowdy.
Snickers bar.
His big old belly was talking to him as soon as he heard that brisket. He was like, what? Damn.
Oh, they're on to something.
They're right.
Got hangry.
Let's go to the K&C masterpiece. My man Corey right here is telling a story about the time he did stand up. He got a little too comfortable and he called for a dump.
Okay. All right, this is before Adrian and I were married. She shows up. She's sitting there. I tell my first joke, got a couple chuckles, look down. She's deadpan just staring at me like, and I was like, and I froze.
What was the joke?
I don't even remember at this point. I just froze. And I said something about bed love, and then I was
What's the deal with bed love?
Yeah, and then I left the stage, and I was like, I will never do that again. Because I can't, comedians.
Wait, bed love? What the hell?
I don't know.
What?
Maybe it was butt love. I don't know. Can you?
What did you say?
Go ahead, and did you push the button for me?
Push the button for me.
Thanks, Alec. I got real comfortable with Fred just now.
Woo. You sure did.
Old flop sweats major.
Oh, butt love.
I was listening live, and I couldn't tell what happened, and then I'm like, oh, they had to dump something.
Rookie of the year? Rookie of the year, when they say funky butt loving? I think the stepdad did.
That movie, man.
Funky butt loving.
Classic. I think we had the anniversary earlier this week of that.
Come on, some fire ass movie right there. Let's go to number three. Well, you know what? This is not really even one.
Winner.
But I heard this last night during the Rangers game, and I felt bad for this guy because he was trying to rally the troops.
You know, we talk about it all the time. Progression happens in different shapes and sizes in the sport. It doesn't always happen in the time that we all want it to take place. The 2-1 is upstairs.
Fire Nico takes over the Rangers game.
Solo chant, too. Nobody else is out there with you, brother. You was by yourself, Fire Nico. Probably looking around the crowd like, come on, I know y'all feeling this still, right? It's not trending anymore.
It's the guy that always stands up during the wave and kind of like, well, come on, what are we doing? Everything.
Come
so
on.
Like, sit your ass down.
Shirt is soaking wet. Mad beers all around him. Come on!
We're 9 weeks from the opener. Mavs and Spurs, maybe?
Yeah,
Mavs and Spurs. Yeah, it's going to be loud. Hey. You think Fire Nico's going to still be there?
Yes.
It'll pop back up.
Cooper and all that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to skip that one. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go to this one.
That was a winner.
Yeah, it might be tomorrow. I'll play it tomorrow. Lady crashed out at her brother's funeral.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, pretty sad situation right here. A lot of emotions hopping at a funeral. Like when people ask you, how was the funeral? This is what they mean right here. Did somebody crash out? Is everything okay with the family still? She crashed out because she did not see her name in the obituary.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
I'm his big sister.
Uh-oh.
His big sister, Marina.
Marina.
I'm a Mrs. Laughter. Just one thing that I feel like I got slapped in the face.
Uh-oh.
I am Lil Bobby, big sister. Not one name in this thing say Marina. Nothing. Nothing.
Oh, jeez.
It's going to be the time. It's going to be the time. Because this is my brother. This is my brother. Yes, I am.
What good is
this
going to do?
To let them know. What they did wasn't right. Was not right.
No, no. No, no.
Who do you think you're talking to?
Yeah, that's an epic crash out right there.
Yeah, I feel like she's probably taking a few pulls off that liquor before she came up in there.
Uh-huh.
And I feel bad for whoever put that program together. You know, you probably put hard work in and just totally forgot Marina. Yeah. Marina probably live in Arizona or something. Totally forgot Marina was there. Now you in the church just sweating bullets because Marina's coming for you, fam.
Yeah, she's calling you out for it. She's hammered, so you know she's not going to take any reasoning. About 750 milliliters of rum there in the back room is taking care of that. But she's kind of got a point. Is it Lady crashing out at bro's funeral? Is it Fire Nico behind sand to the Rangers game?
One guy. Shout out to you, man. Come on, guys. Fire Nico. Let's go.
Let's go.
Majors tried some stand up, got dumped on the. You gotta dump butt. You have to dump that.
No. He got nervous.
Oh,
yeah, he got nervous. Like, go ahead and dump that. Butt love just sounds too weird coming from me. Sorry about that.
Sorry about that. I'm good for that.
There's some Hank Hill in there for sure.
He sounds like a cartoon character to me. I love Corey.
Yeah, hey,
man, what's going on?
Or is it Rowdy Tellez a little hangry? I'm gonna go with the fan there behind Sands. Chief,
I'm gonna go with our guy Rowdy.
Okay, Lucius.
Rowdy like a hurricane.
Here I am. Well, Chuck.
Yeah, I got to go with Rowdy.
Your guy,
Brian.
I will go with Rowdy as well.
Okay, by a score of 4-1, he's done it once again. And best of luck to him and the Rangers as they resume action Friday against the Toronto Blue Jays. A little LA Live's coming up next, buddy. Where are you taking us?
Let's see what I got. Oh, a question for the Tolos. Great question. Stick around. Maybe you can get down.
All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. And we'll take a look at a lot of stuff from Cowboys training camp, their final practice of Oxnard earlier today. We'll be talking football with you coming up in the six. Time now for LA Live. Into the Pimp Cup we go.
Yeah.
Here's Lucius.
It's a Butt Naked Wednesday. I got a question for the Tolos right after the great Rick James.
Well, all right, you squares. Time is smoked. Fire up this funk and let's have a toe. It'll make you dance to some of everything.
Yeah.
Everybody get high.
And I want to tell you this. I'm not dumb. I do race, and I talk about it. It has nothing to do with me. I can drop dead. It's here. It's in America. I'm reacting to my environment that I'm in. All of it's not a cleanup. I understand it, but I'm not stupid. I know that we're all in this together, black, white, fat, skinny, whatever it is, because trust me, we are either going to hang together or we're going to hang separately. But guess what, kids? We're going to hang. Because these motherfuckers up in that politics are crazy. And they don't give a damn about nobody. We should have a revolution every 4 years. We should go up in that White House and chop off heads. Chop off heads. Oh, they'd act right then. Every 4 years, we go in there and chop some heads off. Hurry, hurry, put the money back. They're coming. Put the money back.
It's Butt Naked Wednesday.
Yeah, hey, hey. The great Paul Mooney. This is LA Live for Wednesday, August 13th, 2025. It is a Butt Naked Wednesday here in LA Live. Peace to the gods. Shout out to Miss Erica Badu. She's out here active too. Peace to you, man. Peace, 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 peace. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Today in LA Live, we will talk about what's something you know but you can't prove. What is something you know but you can't prove?
There's a difference between the people that read and the people that are the subject of what you're reading.
Mm.
You know what I mean? There's people that like discover and figure out. And then there's the people that read it. Like the amount of people that can explain the theory of relativity. That's probably not a lot of people,
yeah,
but they can do it. But then there's this ego thing that because now I can explain it, like I'm somehow Einstein adjacent. It's like, no, you're not. You just read some smart
Yeah.
That was a bit I used to do in my act where it's just like, there's nothing worse than when a dumb person reads because now they think they're smart. It's just like, no, you're just a dumb guy that knows a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Like intellect to me is how you process information.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just reading a bunch of smart putting in your head and then puking it out at people and be like, you know, in 1492, that's not smart. You're torturing people.
You're torturing people. That's fantastic.
Yeah, he's great.
Oh, Billy Boy right there. One of my best friends on this planet. This is LA Live 105.3 The Fan. And he has no idea I exist out here. He doesn't know what I am.
Just a matter of time.
I've been to like five or six of his shows, man. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey! It's a hump day, baby. Let's go! We almost there! Playing, boy.
Enjoy!
Yeah. As you should. All right, what is something you know but you can't prove? I do not have the Fantex open up here, fellas, so I'm going to need your help on that Fantex. But what is something you know you can't prove? I asked this to the people that follow me on Facebook and Threads. I'll be on that thread.
Threads is wild.
I like Threads. But I like Threads because all of the Instagram girls
that's
are on Threads.
It's wild over there.
Oh, that's what you meant. What am I? Okay. Hey, man, that's wild over there on Threads.
It is.
That's how you meant. Oh, okay.
I'm trying to, like, you know,
you're right.
I'm going through, like, oh, Lucius posted something. I'm like, oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It goes down, boy.
Hey, do you like me? I'm, you know, you're an older man, you know.
Yeah.
I'm looking for a sugar daddy.
That's exactly what it is.
All right. What is something you know? I know it, but you can't prove. I got Tolos that says there was more than one gunman for the Kennedy assassination. Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah.
All right, I got another Tolo that says that. I'm a patsy. My man said he was a patsy before he got popped.
He did.
The guy that was connected to the mafia came down there and popped him. had one of the best clubs in Dallas at the time.
Jack Ruby.
Oh, Jack.
Jack Ruby, boy. That Mr. Beast is hiding something terrible.
Uh-oh.
I've been seeing a lot of that.
Maybe.
Bodies?
I don't know, man. Hope it's not the $5 footlong guy type of situation.
Oh, please no.
Yeah. I hope not, because it's just too nice and smiley. And just,
would that be the worst?
He puts off serial killer vibes, I think.
Yeah.
He knows how to make money, that guy.
Sure does.
It's incredible.
What is something you know but can't prove? Greg Popovich turned off the AC to make LeBron cramp up.
Oh, yeah, in the finals. Genius move,
just
true.
LeBron.
My man said there's a cure to cancer, but they won't tell us.
I agree with that 100%.
Hey, cancer. They
gave it to Jerry.
Screw you, cancer.
No money in a cure.
No money in the medicine, baby.
It makes so much money.
No, the money's in the medicine. Excuse me. Money's in the medicine. Another Tolo says Magic Johnson doesn't have HIV.
Mm.
Oh.
Just full-blown AIDS?
Yeah.
He was just rich enough to get the good stuff before the mainstream could.
Yeah.
Now it's not fatal, right? Now you can pretty much live it.
You can keep going, man. You can take pills where it's undetected. Yeah. I think Paul Mooney said Magic Johnson had financial AIDS. Because he got so rich. What's something you know but can't prove? This Tolo said the last election was rigged by Elon. Mm. Or as my uncle calls him, Leon.
Leon?
Leon.
Oh, Leon.
Oh, Leon, what?
The NBA rigged the lottery system to give the Mavericks the number one pick to make up for trading Luka.
Yeah,
we're getting plenty of that.
I think there's a lot going on with the NBA. Lottery.
That is something you really, really know right there, but you just cannot prove it.
Yeah, you can't prove
Everybody's going to deny till they die. Mm-hmm. Everybody, especially if they get in a check that says NBA on it. Kool-Aid was created by the government to hide terrible water quality.
If you've ever drank the
genius
original packs of Kool-Aid, they used to come in like paper.
Yeah.
No sugar and stuff like that. It was awful.
Yeah, it tasted weird until you put the sugar in there.
You had to put the sugar in there, but it was awful until you got the sugar.
I remember the girls in junior high used to come to school with the little packets of sugar in like a plastic bag.
There you go.
Pour some in your hand and you just lick it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, pixie sticks were big for a while there.
Wugga, 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 wugga.
That you want that back, man. What is something you know but can't prove? Ms. Tolo says, it used to be bigger.
The osteoporosis got me.
It's not my fault.
Promise you, man. Something goes on down
there. Used to be a girthquake.
Yeah. We get a question, you know, that if you want to add a couple inches.
You can do that apparently these days.
A couple of inches on the girth, bro.
Injection?
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah.
What?
That is pretty crazy.
You're going to get denied at the door. Oh, oops. Wait a minute.
Let's get a little excited, buddy.
Hold on, fam.
I think you need to hit the gentleman's club down the street here.
Wait a minute. I'm not ready.
Frank and Schwanz.
What's something, something you know but can't prove? That Courtney Love was involved with Kurt Cobain's death.
Mm. Yeah, I don't mind
accidental
that
in a way.
She did put off a lot of crazy chick vibes.
Did.
You could see that. Yeah, still does.
She wasn't paying attention kind of a thing?
No, they think she's involved with it, like wanted to take his assets and stuff. Maybe mad at him or something.
Gotcha. I thought maybe she was kind of not paying attention.
Did he eat a Mossberg sandwich and that's how he did it?
Oh, he did. Yeah.
That's a shotgun. Mm-hmm. How do you reach down there with the shotgun? My man got some arms like Stephen A.
Maybe your toe, or maybe it's a sawed off.
Toe. Yeah. Wow, boy.
Yeah.
Dead man's toe.
It's pretty impressive. Toe. Getting a lot of OJ did it. Getting a lot of Stevie Wonder can actually see.
I believe that.
Both of those.
He told Carmelo he likes to watch him play. What does that mean? Stevie. Yeah. What does that mean, Stevie?
Through the braille.
Yeah. What is something you know but can't prove? Old couples look alike because the amount of DNA the husband has shared with the wife.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
That's the Tolos.
Ooh.
I didn't add nothing to that. No sauce. Matter of fact, I scolded out a little bit. He said something else. He said something great. It. Yeah. Josh Hamilton was the best five-tool baseball player.
Yeah.
He's pretty damn
hard to argue with that.
The
you
natural.
Know. Obviously, you got Joe DiMaggio and Mickey Mantle, Trout.
They said Barry Bonds back in the day when he first
started. Barry Bonds is a beast, Griffey, bro. Yeah. He's Barry still Bonds, a beast. Yeah.
I don't know if Bonds had the arm, did he? Did Bonds have everything?
I believe when he first started in the league that they said he was a five-tool player. I've heard people talk about that.
He didn't get his elite power until he almost was after 30.
You know, he was kind of a 25 home run a year guy.
Yeah, he could always run.
Me too. I didn't get my elite power till after 30 either, yeah. Man.
Full grown man strength.
Yeah. Too much partying during the 20s.
Yeah.
Couldn't focus right. Muscles weren't recovering good. Wasn't thinking. Can't eat a bunch of, you know, cheeseburgers and then you're going to put on some muscles.
I wish. I mean, it's just so fun. You're full of energy to rage. It's like, why would you want to stop and get all disciplined?
Yeah. Showing up to work still kind of drunk from the night before. Yes. And you're bragging to your other, man, yeah. I still got my messed up, dude. I got my fastball with me. Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. Feel a little punchy this morning. Yeah, probably, man. Still 0.05.
There's too many mattress stores within a 5 to 7 mile radius of each other. Money laundering.
It is, yeah. Crazy. Yeah. And there's nobody ever in them.
I know.
Walk into, dude, a mattress store right now, you'll be the only one.
Breaking Bad style.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Shout out to Mattress Mac down there in Houston. Young nigga. That dope. Young. Move that dope. There is something sinister about Dwayne The Rock Johnson, this Tolo believes.
Oof. He does have a dark side. Yeah.
That's his rude. Daddy, fam. What you talking about?
He's kind of mean, you know?
Yeah.
You can break through that Hollywood, you know, veneer. Boy,
my man is allegedly juiced to the gills, dog.
Oh, is that right?
Oh. Yeah. I'm talking about, yeah, every... Oh. Come on, dog. If you just look at the progression throughout, yeah, the years.
Crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. That'd be tough to have to, like, try to keep up because you're, like, 60 now, and you got to be freaking yoked to be, yeah, the Rock still.
You got to, right, be the Rock.
You know? And it's a high bar. We played softball with this guy for the longest time, and he always just hit home run, home run, home run. Like, he would hit the home run rule by himself, right? And then he'd have to try to hit doubles and stuff and bang them off the wall. And one year, he came back, like, 50 pounds lighter.
Wow.
It was like, you know, the bubble had been burst,
oh,
literally.
No.
Yeah. Had to stop roiding.
Oh, damn.
It's a bad day.
What is something you know and can't prove staying in the world of wrestling? The Montreal screw job
Oh, Brett,
is the biggest
man.
Work in wrestling history.
Was that, my, for a championship belt or something like that? I'm not familiar,
yeah,
with
it. Yeah, Vince McMahon screwed Brett the Hitman Hart. Is that what that was?
I don't
Got
know,
mad
man.
At him. Told him you're not going to win. You're not going to be the hero. That kind of thing.
Now sign right here.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Jerry Jones is happy making money and being mediocre. Taxation is just the government stealing your multiple money. We're living in the Matrix. And this one right here, this is kind of, I mean, you know, I'm going to just say it. This Tolo says that the word Tolo is about 10 years overdue from being totally worn out. Whoa.
Really? I thought it was just hitting
That's
his prime.
That's some hating right there.
Yeah.
That's some hating right there.
Maybe we'll go back to G-Bag Nationals.
Yeah. All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. That is my time. I'm out of here, y'all. Peace.
Thank you, sir. Our CA's in at the 817. The moon is not a moon.
It's hollow. <Jeez. laughs>
Okay, we'll do some Cowboys, and we'll do a proper round trip or go around the bases and more coming up next year.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A message from a former New Yorker. Presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, It's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
G-Bag Nation on the Fan. Here we go, Hour 5, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. Thanks for making us part of it. We'll do a proper round tripper here, get you some baseball news in a few minutes. But we got a late start on today's show after the Rangers drug farther into the afternoon than we had anticipated and then gave up the lead in the ninth inning. So we really didn't get a chance to talk much Cowboys practice like we'd anticipated. It was their last practice of Oxnard, California. They're coming on back. And, you know, some interesting takeaways from today's practice. Brian, did anything in particular jump out to you or that you want to talk about?
Yeah, and I was just talking to somebody in the front office about it. It looked like to me just watching watching Guyton on the bands, you know, that the way that he was moving and stuff, we always talk like the offensive lineman, the kick, the slide, the stuff, the lateral movement stuff. He looked like he was doing pretty well on that. And that my guy said, yeah, no, he is far ahead of where he should be at this time. So
that's awesome.
Keep your fingers crossed for that one. I also noticed Dak threw an interception on the red zone.
The Sam Williams one?
Yeah, Sam Williams. Did you see how they played the coverage?
They dropped Sam, didn't they?
They what they call fire zone. Mm-hmm. And so they're playing down on the goal line and they dropped Ezeraku and Sam both and then blitzed inside. They picked it up and Dak just... I wonder if he thought that Sam and Ezeraku
looked off from Holden.
He never looked up. It's just like that he didn't see. It's like, all right, I'm going to go right here with the ball. But that was just fire zone. That was just double drop the ends and blitz the middle. They picked it up. It's a shame that he didn't.
I mean, the return was awesome from Sam, but that's the consistent problem over the middle of the field there for Dak when he turns it over.
Well, down the red zone, that's not good down there either. But also, too, it did look like that Holden made a couple of different plays in practice and stuff like that.
Phil Maffa. Another good day for Phil Maffa.
Yep.
Yeah, that one's fun. I like the Phil Maffa love because if the pass protection stuff we're hearing about him, the dirty yard stuff, you know, that obviously we saw on Saturday night is there, that would be exciting. You know, I am battling people right now on Twitter on the Dak interception stuff. I think it's a very legitimate story with 23-15 in 2022, 15 interceptions in 12 games in 2022. You guys know the context. I mean, 2023 was great with the 36-9 touchdowns, runner-up MVP. But last year in the games played, it was 11-8. He could have had 16 or 18 interceptions last year if he had played out the entire season. And I don't know why, you know, we're seeing so many more of them. I guess defenses are figuring out how you play that game that Eberflus played today.
Yeah.
You know, send a linebacker or a safety, an extra defender into space that maybe Dak's not going to be aware of. And if you undercut the route, it might be a free pick six.
I just don't know if, you know, like sometimes pre-snap, you got to account for, you got to be able to say, okay, this is the look I studied all week. This is the look we practiced. You know, sometimes they'll throw you a curveball in there, but that one seems pretty elementary to me. That to make that throw, you know, if you're gonna get, you know, a drop guy, we've seen interceptions before. I'm trying to remember the game where there was a drop in that got him. Was it Lions?
Might have been the Eagles. Was it the Sweat?
Did Hutchinson get him one time?
Like maybe.
In a drop. I mean, I'll have to look it up.
But I remember Sweat returning something for a touchdown. I don't know if it was fumble or an interception.
It might have been a tipped, maybe. He's throwing the ball away. But yeah. But yeah, that's when you got to be able to kind of account for guys and like say, okay, they're giving me this look. And he just, I think he just kind of assumed that he was going to get Sam and Ezeraku up the field, and that wasn't the case at all.
You know, I think this is why I've thought it's so important to try to develop a dominant running game, and maybe they've spent enough draft resources, it just hasn't come around, you know, other than the running back. But I feel like you have to command the respect of the defense towards your run in order to get favorable looks. Otherwise, they're going to figure out ways to sit, and defenders are not going to be picked up in the visual field from Dak Prescott for whatever reason.
I mean, if he struggles with the defenders that are at line of scrimmage to linebacker level. Do you think? I mean, you know, if the secondary stuff, I know Hooker had an interception there yesterday, but that was Tolbert across the field and it got jumped. But I wonder if it kind of like we've seen interception for him. If the ones that are like that, you could kind of say on him, other ones we've seen have been tipped, you know, balls.
Oh, yeah, fall down guys.
Yeah, fall down guy, tip ball, seam pass, you know, that kind of stuff. But the ones he kind of struggles with, I'd like to know the depth of his career, where the majority of his interceptions come from. Is it something that is line of scrimmage to 5 to 7 yards deep? You know, because
I think there's plenty in that 7 to 20 yard range as well.
He doesn't pick. It doesn't. Seem
I think
like he
it
picks
comes down
up.
To him looking at a receiver, waiting for the curl or the hitch to come back, and he wants to release it right when the guy is turning. So I think he's looking at the target, waiting for the perfect moment, and in that half second, that's when linebackers and safeties can undercut and have themselves a chance at a pick. And I don't know if it matters where exactly on the field it is. Micah Parsons was asked, if he was going to talk today as he left the practice facility for the final time in Oxnard, said nope, lips are sealed. Mm-hmm. Jerry Jones saying we got a game coming up and he is under contract. Where's this story go from here, guys? What's your guts telling you?
I mean, right now, when we talked to Stephen Jones, it seemed like he was very okay with letting this thing ride and then you possibly tag him. Jerry today with those comments did not sound like he was really pushing to get something done. So I don't know. I was pretty hopeful that this thing would get done here within the next 10 days or so he can start getting ready to play against the Eagles. I'm feeling very doubtful. I think we might be going into the season, and they're going to say, Micah, you're under contract. Your move.
What I'm thinking is it's going to take Micah telling his agent, I'm just going to take what they're offering me. I want the long-term security now. But like the way Jerry answered this today was bizarre. He was asked, what's preventing the team from talking with Micah? Again, really nothing. And then Todd said, why don't you talk then? He said, nothing would be that. We might or might not talk. The rest of that gets into what we do every day. Yeah. It's just a nonsense sandwich there in his answer. I think he's got no intent right now. I think this is personal. And I think this is different from all the other holdouts at this point, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it is a little bit more personal because Jerry feels like they got the deal done back on the practice fields in the springtime. And then you also have Micah demanding a trade and saying, I don't want to be a Dallas Cowboy anymore. Yeah. Now he's walking around and he needs to have his jersey on and he's just halfway wearing it around his neck. Like it's definitely personal, and you could sense it when we were just around Jerry briefly at the party in Oxnard. Like he was not happy about any of this, and he felt like he was going to be indignant about the fact that no, we had a deal and now I don't even know if I want to go back to the original deal.
Well, the latest valuation deal is out from Sportico. Put your Cowboys at $12.8 million. Last year, they were the first team to cross $10 billion. It jumps 28% a year, or I guess it has over the last year, at least by Sportico's estimation. It's probably worth significantly more than that. The average NFL team is worth $7 billion, up 20% from a year ago. The 32 franchises are collectively worth $228 billion, including team-related businesses and real estate. You know, this one is just fascinating to me, that the business side of it. And then, you know, what Brian said yesterday on the show, you know, as far as where the Cowboys' cash flow is, right? They have all this money inside the value of the team, but, you know, what is their cash flow looking like? So, you know, I was looking for, you know, some more information on this. And then I remember back in January, he said, if you really knew my score sheet, you'd see I've taken more risk in the last 5 years than all my life put together. And we said, what could he possibly mean by that? But it's a business angle, right? And what we're going to find out, I think, is that all of his businesses that Jerry Jones has, while he's worth a ton on paper, like 12.8, a lot of them are wrapped in debt. And he's using businesses to finance the purchase of other businesses, right? And what that does is it creates a tremendous amount of debt that you have to service and a tremendous amount of money that has to keep coming in order to pay those bills while you're also trying to be profitable, right? And this happens with a ton of businesses where you're constantly operating in profit and debt, and you know, you just see the movie Succession, and it's crazy how these billionaires with empires can be put under such significant financial pressure. And I don't imagine there's any way that their day-to-day cash flow operations are impacted by what I just explained right there. But I'm fascinated to find out to what extent are the Joneses feeling financial pressure, because one of their major holdings is a $3 billion energy company called Comstock.
Yeah.
Today, its stock crashed another 25%. It was $10 like 8 months ago. Today, it was $2.30. Yesterday, I think it peaked at close to $4. You know, so as you have these now on a $3 billion deal, just to service the debt, it's about $100 million a year.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you look at what is the Jones family bringing in? Jerry owns 51% of it. He's getting about $200 million a year. Half of that $200 million, you could look at it that way, was to service the debt on one of his businesses from last year, you know? So I think there are a lot of behind the scene. And it was very interesting you said that yesterday, Brian. So I went home and researched it. He did sell a significant portion of his Legends holdings.
Yeah.
So, you know, and that's good news, because at one point it looked like he could be on the hook for a significant amount of interest payments on that as well. So, you know, I do wonder how much cash flow is limiting their ability to write nine-figure checks to escrow to guarantee those portions of the contracts that are fully guaranteed. Yeah. And we just saw the Mavs and Lakers sell, both of them, because they couldn't afford the Luka contract.
Sure.
This is Cuban and long-term owners of the Lakers.
Yeah.
The contracts have gotten so big now that the cash flow really can only be handled by much bigger billionaires, by sovereign wealth, by oil money, like Saudi oil money, not American oil money, and by hedge funds. You know, and I think they're taking over sport. I just never thought that it could impact the Jones family because of how much money they're bringing in, until the light was turned on that they have so much debt that they have to service, Brian.
Yeah, I'd like to see, what was the total number for the sale of the NFL Network to ESPN? Was that $3 billion?
Well, they gave, all I saw was a percentage.
So
yeah, they got like a 10% of ESPN.
So they got 10% of that. I would like to see, because Jerry, I know, is on the NFL committee for that, for the NFL Network.
That's estimated to be $2.2
billion. 2.2, and that's going to be divided to 32 teams. So what is that? What are we doing with the quick math on that, if anybody?
$700 million, maybe?
What is
no,
that?
That's too much. Is $70 million? $100 million?
There you go. I mean, it's like I say, there was a push to get this done, you know? And so you wonder if, like, okay, would this, does Jerry look at this as a way to get some cash, some, you know, some more funds into the bank? So if each team is getting, like I say, what is it?
It's just under $69 million.
Okay. So yeah, $69 million immediately goes in everybody's bank account for the sale of, or the partial sale of the NFL Network. That pays some bills, you know? And so why would the NFL want to give up their own network like that? You know, I think that Jerry had some pushing going on here, trying to get that done.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, I'd heard just on a couple of occasions over the years that, you know, with any mom and pop operation in sports, cash flow can become an issue depending on, you know, how big a year you had, how much profit you have. And I think nobody would be surprised if you found out, hey, the Bengals, you know, but the Cowboys earned so much money. But I think the thing is like Jerry can't get the wildcatter out of him. You know, he's like, cool, I have $100 million. Watch me try to 10X this on a stock. Or watch me try to flip this into another business that does this. Yeah. And if those investments don't perform well, you know, now your plans for the future, I think, can be significantly impacted. So, you know, maybe it's time to consider moving 10% of, like the Eagles did, just to free up cash.
Is that a one-time thing, Dawson, in your research? Have you learned? Yeah. Is that a one-time thing?
Okay, so yes, that is for a 10% sale to private ownership with no voting power. That's what the NFL allowed in this new deal. You could still sell a portion of your team to somebody, but they will get voting power inside the ownership group. But you can sell one time up to 10% of it. And the NFL did this for all teams to give them liquidity.
Yeah.
So let's not say that this is just a Jerry Jones thing, but it's a league-wide thing that might be exacerbated by you treating the stock market and the oil and gas industry like it's your personal casino with billions of dollars.
Yeah.
You know, and if those things start to go tease up, now all of a sudden you aren't the richest team. You are just another team, right, that is having cash flow issues that the NFL is, you know, given this special exemption to sell 10% to infuse that liquidity. I would wonder, though, if they sold, would he use that for contracts? Would he take that 10% out of the team and use it for contracts? No, he would not. He would buy real estate and oil and gas and, you know, maybe another entertainment brand or something like that. So it's fun. I don't think like Denzel had the great interview a couple of days ago talking about Jerry's just worried about his money. Right now, he's not watching it all stack like, this is great. Look at all my money. He is like under pressure businessman right now, trying to keep all these different balls in the air while he waits for the investments that he's made to hit that's going to give him the ability to bail out. But I tell you what, production slows down, stock gets crushed even more. I think things could get interesting, and you know, I'll continue to see what I can find on that story. In addition to the finest coming up next, Chief, where are you taking us?
Three bets for the Cowboys that ESPN thinks we should be making. That's next year in the nation.
Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. Hope you're having a great day. A segment here is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online, frankelfirm.com. Yeah, the people, the texters, the tweeters, they're hearing my Dak concern about his interceptions from camp in two out of the last 3 years. And they're like, well, what about 2023? He was runner up for MVP, you idiot. Well, I'll tell you about 2023, okay? You had Tyron Smith find the fountain of youth and played 13 great games. He was an all-pro and gave you great protection to left tackle, and Zach Martin was still playing at a high level. Dak Prescott requires elite offensive line play. Okay. He has lived in a fantastic incubator that has allowed you, you know, Cowboys superfan Dak Stan, to believe he's amazing, right? But he's just average. And now with his surroundings below average, you are probably plunged into him leading the NFL in either interceptions or turnover-worthy plays. You know, it's kind of hard to predict. Here's the Chief with some more sports.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely something to be concerned about. And when the passing attempts go up and up and up in a particular game, you're going to make that mistake. And honestly, most quarterbacks are. Yeah. That's kind of the deal.
Good as Pat Mahomes is, the two Super Bowls he lost, why'd they lose? His offensive line was terrible. So even the best of the best, I mean, you've got to have a good offensive line more often than not. Joe Burrow is the only outlier that I've ever seen even be able to get as far as he did with one of historically the worst offensive lines. Quarterbacks need protection.
For sure, for sure. And hopefully this Cowboys offensive line will get it done at a high level this year. I have three Cowboys bets that a gentleman at ESPN thinks we should be taking. I'll get y'all's thoughts on that here in just a second. But I did see that we are 29 days away for Cowboys opening night in Filthy. 57 days until Stars opening night in Winnipeg. 68 days until Mavs opening night versus San Antonio.
That's where we stand, ladies and gentlemen. And, man, I think we're all, like, we're all going to lose whatever type of respect that we were going to have or that we've had for years with the Steelers. Seeing Nico Harrison swing through
and talk with Aaron
and chop it up at the Steelers facility.
Yeah.
I don't know if they brought him in to speak to the team or if he was just there observing practice, but he was certainly sitting in the Steelers cafeteria, hanging out with some coaches and with Aaron Rodgers. Just a meeting of the minds. And it's funny because he's talking and all their faces in the photo, they all just look like they're talking to the dumbest person in the world.
Man,
it's really the perfect freeze frame.
So you trade Luka for what?
I just love how consistent it is. I mean, if you were great in sports in 2012 and you're old and broken down now, you know, you're Nico's guy. He's going on a tour of seeing all of his guys that were amazing 13 years ago.
He loves these dudes, man. He really does. How about Lamar Jackson officially dropping his trademark lawsuit against the real number eight, Troy Aikman?
Well,
I can't believe he was doing this.
That was a weird lawsuit.
It was weird, especially after we found out that his plans were to switch to number one.
Yeah.
Or number zero, whichever it was, after he wins the Super Bowl. It's like, dude, you're not even that locked into eight.
Cart before the horse on that one.
I just think great players, they think that nobody was that great before them, and they're going to be great forever. So it's probably confusing to him that somebody else, you know, thinks they'd been a great number eight. So what, Aikman launched the eight beer? He's like, I'm going to need a piece of that.
Yeah.
Everybody knows I'm the real number eight.
He thought it was going to be confusing to customers who were looking to buy Lamar's apparel and whatever else he's got.
Yeah,
sale.
I think the judges made a pretty big ruling against him recently. So he backed out of this with prejudice, which I believe he will never reopen.
Yes, yeah, it was with prejudice. So that's all much to do about nothing now, and the eight beer can live on forever.
Is it a good beer?
It's a good beer, man.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, it actually is.
Yeah.
It tastes just like no shortcuts, no excuses.
No, it's a...
and I don't feel guilty.
That's light.
Yeah.
It's an easy drinking beer.
It's really good fishing.
It's like I'm going to be abbed up after, you know?
Yeah.
Because if Troy can keep his abs, drink the beer...
You know? Yeah, he's the perfect, like, he doesn't have to hire out other celebrities to promote it. Like, all he has to do is do the shirtless thing.
He's doing shirtless photo shoots on the rocks, bro. Yeah. On big, giant rocks. Shirtless photo shoots. He's like 60.
With his 29-year-old smoke.
What are we talking about,
just
bro?
Getting it done at a high level.
Just got to, cycle for about an hour and a half a day?
Yeah.
Work out for maybe 2 hours or so?
And have, like, 6 ounces of salmon as the only thing you consume.
Yeah. Emphasis on cycle.
But it is good. Where did we have it? We had some cold eight beers. Was that at the Hurtado Love of the Star podcast extravaganza?
Yeah, exactly. Sure was. Right.
And the eight beers showed up.
Mm-hmm. Sure did.
Well, I remember we were over here at the tavern, like one of the first shows we ever did together.
Oh,
that's
right.
He was on that tour and he came by and he was handing them out to people.
Bar Louie.
Bar Louie.
That was one of our first
shows. He was handing us out cold.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MENS-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Beards. Yeah. With the most vascular forearms you've ever seen in your life.
I know. I've asked about Tyler Smith. He's like, yeah, don't ask me about Tyler Smith. I don't pay attention to the draft. I'll wait and see these guys when they play on Sundays.
I love it, man. That's my number eight right there. Okay, we have three bets that ESPN is telling us we should be jumping
for the Cowboys. ESPN's getting in the bookie game, dude.
They sure are.
ESPN bet.
Jinx.
You need to consider these.
Sponsorship opportunities.
Just something to consider.
Just consider.
Cowboys over 7.5 wins. Now, that's at a -145. That's the favorite.
I went 9.
It's no bet.
You went nine. Broadus thinks they're going to win 9 football games this year.
I'm thinking offense is going to just find it, and it's going to be shootout games every week. It's going to be like watching Ranger baseball.
I can see it.
It's like Cincinnati last year.
Some days you're just so happy, and then the next week you're like, they had a drive with 1:30 and got beat.
Except it'll be the reverse because the Cowboys offense is going to be doing the heavy lifting.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's going to be one of those things.
I don't know, man. I think the schedule's a little tough.
Oh, no, you're probably right.
We just saw the depth.
I could pivot to the draft real quick.
Yes, you can.
I did it last November.
You set a record last year, right?
I did.
Pivoting after Thanksgiving.
I pivoted November right. 1st. No, actually, November 1st.
Oh, November.
I pivoted November 1st. I went 4 weeks early.
We can't be having that this year.
No, I hope
they got to get us to Thanksgiving this year.
I'm hitting the over on that as long as Dak's healthy.
You went over on that?
Yeah, I mean Dak's never had a losing record when he's been
healthy
the full season.
I'm going to go 9-8.
They won 7 games last year. They weren't very good, and you had to back up. I think they could at least get to 8, and that'd get you the win. That hit the over.
Yeah, it's all you need. I mean, you don't even have to be a .500 football team.
I think they'll be at least 8-9.
I think that's my prediction, 8-9, which makes it too close to call right now. I just stay away from that, ESPN. I appreciate the invitation.
Shoddy needs a winning season. And if it's 9 wins, he needs that so people are not riding him about having so much fun out there and all that stuff and music and ping pong tables and all that stuff.
Backwards visors.
Yeah.
And free throw competitions.
Yeah. He does not need to hear all that.
Crawfish boils.
He did not need to hear that from Chiafalo in the spring, you know? I give him 1 more year. All that crap they tried to pull. I was out there watching practice. The music was so damn loud, I couldn't think, you know.
I actually really got a kick out of the music, man. I appreciate it.
You said crawfish boils and visors hat backwards?
Yeah.
An SEC situation we're talking about?
No, that
just means more.
Where's the sweater vest?
It just means more.
Some boat shoes, fam.
Where's the boat shoes, bro?
It just means more.
2 polos on.
Yeah, exactly. And the Sperry's.
Yeah. Sperry's, baby.
Man, that was my life.
Cowboys to make the playoffs.
Oh, wow. This is a plus something.
Is ESPN trying to ball sack people?
They're trying to get people to bet
it. It's not a playoff team. Now, this is at +210. So you're definitely going to get a much better return on your investment than just hitting the over of 7.5 wins.
I think I'd rather roll -210. You know, whatever the no is on that, Cowboys to miss the playoffs, what is it, 250 to make a hundo?
That feels like a lock.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cowboys to miss the playoffs because you got to think you got to win 10 games.
You have to be able to win 10 games.
Yeah, that's going to be tough.
I mean, I guess Minnesota and Chicago is having quarterback issues.
The NFC is just not overwhelmingly good. And the Eagles.
I mean, the league's just not overwhelmingly good.
They're going to bring it back. The AFC's got some really solid teams.
If you were to guess, Wolchuk, would you say they'd be the 6th seed in this thing?
Yeah, I think maybe the 6th or the 7th. Yeah, like I'm not. Yes. And honestly, this year in the NFC.
Oh, I forgot about the 7.
Okay. Maybe 9 and 8 gets you in there as the 7 seed.
The NFC does feel a little wide open.
Yeah, and the NFC North could just beat each other up a little bit. I mean, what happens with San Francisco? Do they? I mean, I think they're going to be better than others think, but then again.
Under.
Can they stay healthy? Can they? I don't know. Combine Sam Darnold in Seattle?
Hey, man, San Francisco's got like the easiest schedule in the sport this year. They're going to be able to do some stuff, but I don't see them being Super Bowl contenders anymore. That's for sure. Now, the other bet that ESPN is alleging we should all be throwing some money on is George Pickens. How about this? Over 800.5 receiving yards.
Lock it up.
I'd go over on
it's
that.
It's a mortgage payment right there.
I would absolutely go over. Now, it's a heavy favorite to go over, minus 135.
Okay.
But.
I'm going to give you the under.
But like 800 yards should really happen.
Now, let's not forget how good CeeDee Lamb is, guys.
Pretty easily.
That ball can only go around so much.
You're going to have 2,000-yard receivers.
He'll have 20 touchdowns for Pickens, 2,000 yards for
both,
Lamb.
For sure.
Yeah.
What is that, 45 yards a game?
Dude, he's gonna have a 45-yard catch.
Two
in a
catches
lot of these
for
games.
45 yards. Boom, we're done.
Yeah, I mean, he had 18 yards a grab 2 years ago.
Yeah, from Pickett.
Shoot, that's a lock right there.
That guy can play.
Finally, I thought ESPN Eric. Was
Eric Pickett.
Now, this was fortuitous, serendipitous, whatever you want to call it. This found me more than I found it, but I felt like it was apropos for the season.
What are you doing, bro?
That we are in right now.
What are all those words?
I would like to take you to local British news where old wise folks are giving advice to this generation.
Oh, I love
that. Got any advice for the younger generation?
Quit being offended by everything and learn to take a fucking joke, you absolute wet wipes.
Any advice for the younger generation?
Grow some balls, get a job, and stop being such snowflakes. It's embarrassing.
Now, again, that found me, okay? That found me.
I just see how.
Felt like it made a lot of sense.
Yes.
Eric.
Right smack dab in your algorithm. Just finding you. Nothing to do with your own actions.
I had no idea why that found me the way it did, but it did.
As you're hammering the follow on MAGA of Europe accounts.
Based.
I've been hearing that a lot.
Damn, dog, you're based.
Bro.
All right, I guess I am. Okay, how do you think Rowdy would feel if Mike Leach was his coach all some years ago? Here's a throwback clip.
Just we failed to get through to them as coaches. We failed to make our coaching points and our points more compelling than their fat little girlfriends. Now, their fat little girlfriends have some obvious advantages. For one thing, their fat little girlfriends are telling them what they want to hear, which is how great you are and how easy it's going to be and how, we had a whole bunch of people. Everybody wanted to win the football game, but nobody wanted to play the football game.
Pretty disrespectful stuff there. Don't know how his players were able to show up to practice the next day.
Man, that's classic football coach stuff, though. You know, I feel like you maybe get several speeches like that from at least one member of the coaching staff throughout the year, but just so rarely at a press conference.
Right.
Mm. Well,
did anybody ever pinpoint the fat little girlfriend?
It sounded like there was multiple of them.
Oh, wow.
Sounds like he was talking about the offensive line.
Mississippi State, or were we at Tech?
No, he was at Tech.
It's got to be Mississippi State, bro.
Oh, dude, those girls spend a lot of time at Chewy's.
Okay.
In Lubbock.
Oh, okay.
There is some of that. Oh. Yeah.
I thought that Raider rash keep you lean. All that penicillin and everything.
Lean, fine machines there.
Two forces working against each other.
The LBK.
And then, hey, shout out to Brock Bowers, because he came home with one of the worst hairlines in all of sport.
Okay.
Looks like he's going with the bald look.
And as he should have.
Wow. He went full Walter White.
Now he looks menacing. And he just had a historical rookie season at the tight end position.
Menacing kind of look?
Yes, it's got some of that going here.
Okay.
Yeah, 100%. He's locked in, and I'm drafting him number one overall. There, I said it.
Are you really?
Wow.
I bet he will.
Wow, dude. It's like he was kind of a handsome guy who was losing his hair, and then he just bang. Right, he was like, "Watch this."
Mm-hmm.
You know, now he's on the cover of Men's Health.
Now I'm
that's what I'm looking at right here.
Cover of
it looks good. I think he probably
pulling a
could he use a beard
on it.
Sure.
Yeah,
I wonder how the beard would look on him because he goes baby face. Hell of a jawline, no question.
Young guy, right? Though,
is he very young?
Really young.
Yeah, four. Yeah, very
three?
Young.
Young guy, best tight end
best tight end, McBride. Definitely not Kelce anymore.
We thought we thought this is what Pitts was going to be.
This is 22 Brock Bowers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was up there in Kansas City listening to the Chiefs folks, and they're really excited about
this, but
they're in denial about their lack of weapons. There's not a single Pro Bowl offensive skill player on that team anymore. I think they're not going to win another Super Bowl with Mahomes until they can rebuild. You got to find a running back. You got to find another, at least a one really good wide receiver. And I'm a Pro Bowl wide receiver.
Rice came to my mind.
The question is health.
Rice, yeah.
Like, will they ever play together? I don't know.
As long as they solve the offensive line, I think they're going to be all right.
And that line's
does Rice have a suspension?
Not yet.
No, not yet.
Wow, yeah, they're going to wait to the final.
Nothing official yet.
Right. And Addison got suspended 3 games. You got to think he's going to get a suspension at some point.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they sometimes they like to wait till it's most inconvenient.
Well, it's
for
usually
you.
Usually the final cut. You'll get the waiver wire, and they'll say, and they'll list all the suspensions is what they'll have, that's probably when it'll happen.
Yeah.
But they have to do roster reductions. Yeah. That's when they generally make you do things.
Well, I want to wait so you're not gonna, you know, turn up injured, and then you're suspended while injured. You know, I'm gonna make sure you're healthy, and then I'm gonna sit you down. All right, we're coming back to Cross with the Fan After Dark. See what Fred and Blake have cooking. Thank you, Lucius. We'll be on the road here next couple of nights, and we're about to hand off the broadcast baton to the Fan After Dark. But yeah, on Friday, Pickler Universe in Carrollton. Cannot wait. Come join us. We'll be playing pickleball and waiting for Brian to take a fall.
I will.
He did last time, and
I will.
It's always great because you know the cold beers from Stella Artois going to be flowing, and Pickler Universe is the best place to play pickleball. As Fan After Dark joins us now, Fred and Blake, gentlemen, how we doing?
Doing phenomenal. I haven't seen you four as a quartet in a while. Quartets. All here in front of me. All y'all are wearing blue as well. I see the navy blue color theme going on.
It's black. A lot of
Cowboys. That's navy blue.
Oh, that's navy blue.
It's black.
Come on, bro.
Black. Used to be.
It used to be black.
Black is literally the color of your hair right next to it, and they just aren't the same shade.
Hmm.
You guys going to talk about this Rangers disaster tonight?
We're going to try our best to tiptoe around it. You know, I'm trying to stay positive about the Rangers. And the last two walk-offs, shout out to Ketel Marte. The thing that stinks, and we'll get
to
it.
He looks like he has fun playing baseball.
He does. He's got some aura, as the kids say. Both of the guys that have been in closing situations, Maton and Kalum, have been great for the Rangers. So I'm not going to sit in the show and just trash them.
It's amazing. You could have gotten one at the deadline. It's amazing what happens when you don't get the one position you need. Which was a close. I mean, what were the two things we said we needed? Closer and a bat.
Yeah. They said starting pitching and bullpen?
I think the bat was too expensive.
You know what?
I think
Ray Davis has 3.6 billion reasons why it's not.
Well, I mean, trade capital, assets.
Assets. Trade I'm assets. Sorry. Not
cash flow. Look.
Yeah.
You got.
Come on.
You can't name three prospects. Look, right now.
Prospects.
Give me three prospects, not named Sebastian Walcott or Gavin Fien right now.
Teodo, Santos, Moore,
Freeman.
I feel like you're just naming names.
Smith, Jones, Johnson,
and Washington. Yeah. Hey,
Robinson.
What? I said this the other day on KNC.
Profar.
AJ Przinski said the thing about Dave Dombrowski is that when he sees somebody he needs, he goes out and gets them. All right. I mean, is Dallas a small market city?
No.
No.
Okay.
Maybe.
Are we the Royals? Are we Tampa Bay? Right?
No.
No? No. I mean,
much more like Philly.
Okay. Philly's got no problem going out and spending money when they need to. Philly had no problem giving up prospects for Duran. And I'll tell you what, how'd that work out? I said, again, think about it this way. The two teams you've gone up against that kind of, you know, you stack up against as far as playoff teams are concerned.
Sure.
Seattle, what'd they do? Went out and got pieces, all right? And guess what? You lost 3 out of 4. Philly got swept. What'd they do? Went out and got pieces, okay?
Not looking good against the Diamondbacks.
You needed a closer. If you think about it, and Dave Raymond
stop it,
hit
Fred.
The
okay,
nail.
Just stop it, all right?
Well, you don't like World Series?
What's that?
You don't like the 2023 World Series?
I mean, what
come
are
on,
we,
Fred.
You know?
Yeah,
I mean,
Fred,
is that
the
is
hell,
that
the, dude?
I thought Dallas.
What the hell are you doing?
I thought Dallas was about winning championships.
We
okay?
are.
I mean.
Just
you know,
stop
me,
it.
Fred.
It doesn't happen a lot, though, Fred.
If you want Astro fans to keep talking smack,
yeah.
I mean, you know, hey.
I've gotten used to it by now.
Now you crossed the damn line.
How the hell are hey, how are they feeling in Houston right now, huh? They're leaking oil.
In first place.
Are they? Don't think
blue
so.
Blue and orange underwear are showing
there.
Through a little too
they
much.
They are.
Again,
no,
Fred.
And look.
Yeah,
we're, I mean,
they
I'm,
are,
I'm,
aren't
I'm,
they? Yeah, they are.
They are, no doubt. But look, no one expected them to be squad.
Nobody expected them. Are you kidding me? They were a sexy pick in the AL.
Oh, and the Rangers weren't?
Because of the pitching.
This is an 82.
No, the Rangers were. The Rangers' offense has been absolutely vomit.
It's been
just disgust.
They have.
Terrible.
And
filth.
That's what's frustrating about this Ranger. Look, this Ranger team has 82 and 85 written all over it. 82 and 82? 82 and 80.
Yeah, 82 and 80. Is the Adolis 10-day stint going to hopefully rejuvenize him as a hitter? And the ankle sprain, I'm putting air quotes because I didn't see him sprain his ankle at bat.
Watch the game.
He'll come back locked in.
Sprained his ego.
He was gimping.
But maybe that's what he needs. That's what I'm saying. Maybe he needs some time off because we've seen different batters.
He didn't have a passport. They couldn't get him into Canada.
Well, you're going to get your boy Evan Carter back, so hopefully that sparks.
It takes like 6 weeks to get them bad boys.
As disappointed as I was with the Rangers today, it was not as disappointed as I was in Kansas City barbecue over the weekend. I don't know what happened.
Where'd you go?
I heard it was amazing.
Where'd you go?
I Googled best barbecue in Kansas City, and there was a place down the road called...
Arthur Bryant's?
Jack Stacks?
Jack Stacks is... Good, not great. You should have. Okay. You should have. Look. First
sounds
of all,
like
you,
it was ass, my dude.
Look,
I was happy.
Did I not give you great directions to get there?
Care.
You did. Okay.
And so I should have. Should have
reached out and said, Fred, let's go 2 for 2. Give me a barbecue place to go to, and I'd have told you to go to Gates.
There was a place like 15
Gates,
minutes.
What would you say?
Was it Arthur Gates. Bryan's or something?
Arthur Bryan's is old school. Okay. I'm not an Arthur Bryan's guy.
What do you like about Arthur Bryan's? By the way, I went one time, and I'm interested to see what you say.
I mean, it's been years. I just wasn't like because again, it's every. Oh, it's great. It's historical. Da da da. I wasn't enamored with it.
The sauce bothered me.
What have you been enamored with?
What's that?
What?
What enamors you, Fred? Top
Gates.
Three.
Gates. Top five tonight. What is Fred enamored?
Actually, real quick. Have you guys seen, because this Yahoo doesn't get it, the Charlie Sheen documentary preview?
Yes.
Oh, I'm pumped for it.
I'm in.
Bro.
Tiger
you seen
blood?
It?
So many drugs in that show.
Dude.
He was on one for about 6 months.
Oh,
wasn't
yeah.
Okay. There's
I'm ready to watch it.
Top five documentaries you want to see.
Ooh, that's tonight?
That's tonight. Oh, by the way, haikus?
Haiku hump
haikus?
Night. Haiku hump night.
Well, that's top five. Top haikus? Brisket Sandoz is one of the topics.
Love it.
Bring it. There's no chance you're getting to that.
What about
no
Scentsy Soy no Boys? Is that one too?
No chance. Hey, Brian, we have a minute left. I did 8 hours of radio with them, Dawson, one weekend. Hey, Brian, we got a minute left. Yeah, I think the Cowboys
your
are
turn to front. Talk. Yeah. Tell me something. Thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup at Mazda Control. Thanks to Woolchuck and Shia following Brian brought us. Fan After Dark's coming up next. I'm Gavin Dawson. Till tomorrow at 2, we'll be live at Jake's in Grand Prairie for the Fan Phenom.
Get it, Lucius. Phenom fan!
And then, of course, Pickler Universe on Friday. Cannot wait. Join us for the best pickleball in America. They're off 35 and Bush. They're at Pickler Universe, and we're back tomorrow here on the Fan.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.